I'm Walt Lindela. As we continue with the program, on the line with me is Rusty Bowers, who is president of the advisory board of the Vista Theater in Negaunee. Good morning, Rusty. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, happy to have you on. We wanted to extend the opportunity for you to get on the air here with us this morning and talk about last night. There was a virtual town hall meeting that you did about the efforts with looking at fixing, repairing, cleaning up all of the stuff from the roof collapse of the building in Negaunee. What did you talk about last night? How did it all go?
It went really well. It was a nice group. We had a lot of regulars that came. We had a bunch of new people that came. We offered them, you know, time to ask questions and comments, and we gave them an overview of things that have happened and the condition of the building and what we're dealing with right now, time constraints of getting the building prepared for winter. And, I mean, there's a lot of unknowns yet, but we're working with some expert people that are doing a good thing, because the rest of us that are doing this, we don't have experience in saving a building. I was saying to them last night, you know, this was not in my acting one class.
Absolutely. No. And this, of course, is related to the roof collapse that happened in late August because of the water buildup on the roof. And, of course, late August, going into this time of year and trying to get all this done, this, of course, drives home the immediacy of it, the sense of urgency. And you've been able to raise some funds and get some money together, but there's still opportunities for folks to help out even more.
Oh, yes. For this project, we need to raise about $100,000 to pay for the entire preparation for the winter, and we are almost halfway there. I mean, we've got a good can drive going right now. This weekend, there's a couple of times. It's Friday at Super One in Negaunee from 2 to 7, and then Sunday at Super One in Marquette from noon to 5. People can drop off their cans. And then the big thing that we talked about last night was we really need volunteers next week to help with the sorting of the cans to go to the distributors. And our sorting parties are going to be Monday through Friday downtown on Iron Street at the Annex next to the Vista Theater from 6 to 8, it's either 6 to 8 or 8:30. And we need a bunch of volunteers to come and help us take cans out and sort and get ready to go to the distributor. And we really feel that we're going to make $10,000 plus on this can drive. And that's going to take us over the halfway point to paying for this. And the crane company that we're working with right now came in day before yesterday to the theater to take a look at the debris one more time to get an assessment and figure out a timeline, what it's going to take them to do this. We're hoping to hear from them today as to when they can start. So we're still in flux, but we're working on it every day, talking to people and getting it moving. We still need lots of help, though.
Yeah, it is. That is the case. I mean, I know you've got $100,000 you're looking to raise for this particular part, and this is just to get it cleaned up and get it opened up a little bit and then sort of supported and then some semblance of a covering or something, because winter's coming, right?
Well, we can't have really a covering over the auditorium, because even a temporary covering, it would be almost as expensive as a real roof. Because it's such a wide expanse. But the thing is, we're really not too worried about the inside of the auditorium, because the floor is cement, and a bunch of snow isn't going to really hurt anything there. I mean, it's going to melt, and in the springtime run downhill, because the rake of the theater goes down toward the stage. But when we were looking at the dressing rooms a couple weeks ago, we thought there'd be a bunch of water down there. The drains are working, so it wasn't as bad as we thought. So, and everything that's inside, if there's been damage, there's already been damage. What we need to do is get some of the historical items out of there and put into protective areas for the winter. And then once we get the debris out and get the walls shored up, then we'll get the stage covered and the lobby covered. And
go from there, really. I mean, it's
right.
An ongoing process. We're talking with Rusty Bowers this morning, president of the advisory board of the Vista Theater in Negaunee. The efforts are continuing to raise some more funds to help with the effort to clean up and restore after the roof collapse in late August. Rusty, you mentioned the can and bottle drive. It is continuing through this weekend, and there are some organized collection times and dates for folks to know about. What are those again?
Friday at Super One in Negaunee from 2 to 7, and then on Sunday at Super One in Marquette from noon to 5. We still do have the 24-hour trailers at the fruit and vegetable stand across from the armory on the way to Ishpeming. and at Super One of Dagani. But the big thing is the next week, the sorting party to bring it all to the stores and to the distributors to get that money. And the main thing right now is trying to get the money to prepare the building. But as soon as we get it prepared for winter, then is the big push to get money for the roof starting for the spring. So we're working on some different grants. We need to find people that know people that know people.
Yeah, for, exactly.
For angels and stuff.
Yeah. Well, and that also ties into the GoFundMe account, which is out there as well, that people can give to that, right?
Yeah, you can find that on our website, vistatheater.org, or any of our Facebook pages. If you type in Vista Theater, Save the Vista Theater, you should be able to find that, and we'd really appreciate some help. We're at about a little over 43,000 on that, and we expect to make over 10 on the can drive. So we need a push to get the rest of this paid for the getting ready for the winter. And then we're working on grants and stuff. We had a grant for changing the wiring because people asked us last night if we had insurance for this. We did not have replacement insurance for the building because the building was so old and the electrical system was so old, we didn't qualify for replacement insurance. So we had a grant in place to get us money next July that we were going to redo the wiring so that we could get real insurance.
Hmm. Well,
we had liability insurance, but we didn't have replacement.
Yeah, it's quite a process here of it coming through. Again, the website for folks to check out with all of the information is?
Vistatheater.org and any of our Facebook pages.